Think of things that we buy in units of 100. Paper for the printer, paper clips or staples perhaps. Here's something we don't often think about in terms of hundreds. Pianos. At the University of Cincinnati, the College Conservatory of Music is buying 165 Steinway pianos. It's the largest sale Steinway has ever made. Marianne Zalesnik of member station WVXU in Cincinnati takes us to hear them.
The faculty here at CCM, an internationally recognized conservatory, waited anxiously by their cell phones earlier this year when the Board of Trustees voted to fund the purchase. The pianos cost $4.1 million, and that's with a nearly $2 million discount. The first pianos began arriving last month. It took 3 days to unload 27 of them, including the famed Steinway Concert Grand Model D. It's 9 feet long with a black lacquered finish and takes a year to build, selling for more than $100,000. Eric Wolfley is CCM Director of Piano Services.
It was wrapped up in this reflective mylar cloth and protective cloth, and they took it out of the crate and dumped it down and opened it up, and the new piano smell came out, the smell of the factory.
Both Wolfley and Assistant Professor Mike Shertok say they recognize that new piano smell anywhere.
Peculiar combination of lacquer and wood and varnish.
It's got to be the finish and the wood. It's a very kind of woody smell. It doesn't feel chemically.
That new piano scent now permeates the conservatory. For the first week, the pianos were there. They sat to adjust to the climate. Then one by one, they were tuned. With a small hammer in hand, Eric Wolfley leans into the grand D, tapping each string until the note sounds just right. He's been tuning pianos for 30 years and is especially excited to be working on so many new pianos.
It's pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I'll be working on these pianos the rest of my career here.
But how does he keep 165 pianos straight?
We give them names. Sometimes what we do is we just use the last three numbers in the serial number or something like that. Or
nobody's going to be called Fred?
It could happen.
While they don't have names yet, the musicians who play them say they each have their own personalities. Moises Ruiz de Gauna is finishing his doctorate and has already played on one of the new pianos. He says there's no comparison.
The old pianos, you have to muscle the keyboard the whole time. You have to work very hard to achieve the right sonorities. And if we were driving a 1950s car, now we're driving a 2009 car, like Ferrari versus, my 1994 Hyundai.
Professor Michael Shertok is having a little fun on the Steinway D, but admitted that's probably not what his dean had in mind when he proposed making this an all-Steinway school. The University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music will also become one of the largest repositories of Steinway pianos outside the company's Long Island factory. All of these new pianos will replace CCM's current ones and will be moved into concert halls, rehearsal rooms, and teaching studios in the coming weeks. So it's likely that new piano smell will be around for a while. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Cincinnati.